Wisconsin has steadily lost dairy farms for decades. We're exploring the impact on the Amish community's dairy herds here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin has about 6,700 dairy farms, the most of any state, but we've also led the nation in recent years in the number of dairy farm bankruptcies. How does this affect the Plain community and their farming operations around Wisconsin? Join in with your questions about Amish settlements and dairy operations, 800-642-1234. John Cross is Professor Emeritus in the Geography Department at UW-Oshkosh. His article on the Amish and the dairy industry was published earlier this year in the Journal of Plain Anabaptist Communities. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, start us out with a geography lesson, if you will. Tell us where Amish settlements are located in Wisconsin.
Well, there are actually 62 Amish settlements currently in Wisconsin. We're growing considerably. And in fact, if you think back to 1960, we only had two. We now have 62. The two largest communities are the Cashton community, which covers portions of both Monroe as well as Vernon counties in the western part of the state. The second largest community is the Kingston community, which covers portions of Green Lake, Marquette, and Columbia County. And while those are the two largest, the largest grouping of Amish settlements is in Clark County, where there are six or seven settlements. There are also newer settlements in the area of Grant County, expanding into Lafayette County. They're scattered primarily in the western third of the state. Although, as I said, we had the Kingston community, we have the Watoma community, and there are several, we have the Bondawell community, and then there are several smaller communities in the area, primarily of Manitowoc County.
Yeah.
But those are very small, but it's mostly in the western third of the state.
I think I was most familiar with the Cashton community and particularly its relationship to providing milk for a cheese factory in the area. Is dairy pretty strong in the Cashton community?
Yes, it is, although as with many of the Amish areas of Wisconsin, it is of less significance now than it was. The proportion of the households who are engaged in dairying throughout most of the state has been decreasing. And in fact, there are several Amish settlements in Wisconsin which have never been involved in dairying, but the vast majority are involved in dairying. You mentioned the Cashton community with the cheese factory. The cheese factory originally was built by the Amish to guarantee a place where they could be selling their milk.
How have Amish dairy farmers been doing in recent years, particularly as we see so many dairy herds being sold off, farms going into bankruptcy? How is this affecting the Amish dairy farmers?
Well, it's interesting. The total number of Amish dairy farms in Wisconsin was steadily increasing throughout the past decade. In fact, it's been steadily increasing for a number of decades and reached its highest point around April of 2018, at which time there were 1,160 Amish dairy herds in Wisconsin. Now, when we think of dairy herds, people think of cows. Mm-hmm. Well, 957 of those herds were cows, but 201 of them were herds of milk goats. And then there were a couple herds of sheep. So the Amish have been heavily involved. Now, since 2018, the number of Amish dairy herds has fallen quite precipitously. By April of this current year, the number was down to 939. So you can see in a period of literally in 3 years, we've gone from 1,160 to 939. And it looks like we have lost another probably 20 or so since April of this current year.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with John Cross of UW Oshkosh about the struggles of Amish dairy farmers. And John Cross is a professor emeritus in the university's geography department. You can join in 800-642-1234. Let's go to Jeff in Delafield. Jeff, hi.
Yes, good morning. Quick question, with the Amish farmers, were they able to take advantage of some of the special COVID relief programs offering low interest loans for minority farmers at all? Thank you.
Jeff, thank you. Yeah, Jeff wondering, how the pandemic has affected.
I do not have data on that. However, the Amish typically do not take money from the government. They do not participate in Social Security. They are not involved in crop insurance. So I would speculate that they were not involved in that. I also should comment, the Amish, when they're producing milk, there are two separate groups. There are some who produce grade A milk, like the vast majority of the dairy farmers in the state. Grade A milk can be used for any purpose. However, there are over 400 of the Amish, in fact, the last number of each is slightly over 400, which produce grade B can milk. This is milk that is stored and transported in 10-gallon cans. That milk is not covered under the normal price controls, which would have, there are minimum prices for grade A milk. There is no minimum floor set for grade B milk. Grade B milk can only be used for manufacturing purposes, which is usually cheese manufacturing. And the earlier comment, the question regarding the Cashton community, they built their cheese factory because they were producing canned milk and they needed a market for their cheese. And so when we think about the impact of the current situation on Amish dairying, it is the grade B producers who are most vulnerable. In fact, if we go back literally let's just go back to January of 2018, we had 594 producers of canned milk in Wisconsin. And as of October 1st of this year, we have 409.
So many Amish dairy farms use milk cans to distribute their milk. Some manufacturers now refuse to accept milk that way. Why do some Amish farmers use cans?
To utilize the bulk tank requires the use of technologies which for many Amish settlements run contrary to their religious beliefs. The Amish settlements are governed by a code of conduct. They refer to it as the Ordnung. It is typically unwritten and it is interpreted and implemented by the local bishop. And the behaviors that are considered acceptable do not include the use of electricity from the grid. And so the refrigeration of the milk and the constant agitation, which are all requirements for grade A milk, can't be met by the Amish communities that do not utilize these certain technologies. When you deal with the Amish settlements, they're not all following the same ordnung or same code of conduct. The strictest rules would be in the settlements which use canned milk.
I see.
The less restrictive are going to be in settlements which permit some technology. And I might comment, in some of the settlements which produce grade A milk. Yes, they're not using electricity from the grid, but there may be a generator in the barn.
Let's pause.
And that is acceptable in those communities.
Yeah, let's pause there with UW Oshkosh's John Cross, who studies occupational patterns of Amish settlements in Wisconsin, has data on the dairy industry. What do you want to know about dairy farm operations and a traditional way of life? Does your local cheese factory rely on milk from Amish farmers? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a minute with John Cross here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at the dairy industry through the lens of the Amish community and how dairying is in decline, which reflects broader trends. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Between the spring of 2018 and late fall of 2019, Wisconsin lost 165 Amish dairy herds, and losses are continuing, according to research by UW Oshkosh Professor Emeritus John Cross, who studies these occupational trends in Amish settlements. Are you a farmer? What can you say about the changes to the dairy industry and the ripple effect on Amish dairy farm operations? Join in 800-642-1234. John Cross with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's take a call now. Carrie joining us from West Bend. Hi, Carrie. What would you like to ask?
Good morning. I'm loving this program. I live in an area that's surrounded by CAFOs, and I refuse to buy milk that's not grass-fed. So I would much love to buy Amish products, and I wonder if there is a market for them that isn't necessarily grade A.
John?
Well, the Amish-operated cheese factories are obviously not using grade A milk. I might comment, however, the Amish are also heavily involved in organic production. And this is particularly true in areas of Southwest and West Central Wisconsin. But if you think about the cheese factories that are operated in the Cashton community, it's actually a little rural cheese factory about 7 miles to the south of Cashton. There is a cheese factory that's operated by the Amish near a little south of Kingston. Mm-hmm. Those are all using canned milk. They're not using grade A milk. There is a large cheese cooperative, and while the cooperative is not Amish, they cater to a large number of Amish producers in the southern part of Clark County. And so the products from those cheese factories are not going to be from grade A milk.
The Amish had a major role in establishing the Organic Valley Cooperative. Can you tell us about that?
They were heavily involved in the original. I have seen some statistics, not from research that I have done, but some statistics that at least at one time, when you consider the operations of that cooperative, not just in Wisconsin, but much more broadly, Amish, as well as other old orders, and that would include some old order Mennonites, would comprise about 40% of those who were part of the co-op.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you go about gathering occupational data on the Amish community, and specifically how you go about gathering this data on dairy farming?
Well, I should make a comment. The Amish, not only here in Wisconsin, but in settlements throughout the country, do publish directories. They're published primarily for internal use, but they typically provide information regarding each household and the occupation of that household. It doesn't say that they're involved in dairying. However, if an individual is selling milk, and this is not only true here in Wisconsin, but it's true in other states, they are required to have a license. Those originally were largely set up for health reasons, and the license data is part public record. And so comparing, looking at the licenses, It's fairly easy to identify which of the license holders are Amish and which ones are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that license data is available continuously. So literally a person can check the data. Now, if I was to receive the license data, it would take me several weeks to go through it all and sort out who would be Amish and who would not be. But the data can be fairly, you know, precisely defined as a such and such of a time we have so many Amish.
You also looked at comments from Amish ministers who had talked about, you know, the low milk prices and the higher expenses. And
right. I had done a survey among the Amish a few years ago.
Yeah. And that survey also revealed that, you know, a cheese factory trying to get rid of us, and in comments that you could find that these farmers were really struggling with the industry and also how they were being treated within the industry. Can you speak to that?
There are several reasons that some of the cheese factories have concerns about Amish milk. One of the concerns is that the Amish dairy herds are typically small. A producer of canned milk probably has 12 to 14 cows. That's not producing a very large amount of milk. And for some of the large milk buyers, that's not a very convenient amount to come by and to pick up.
Mm.
The Amish likewise do not permit their milk to be picked up on Sundays, which creates some issues for certain milk buyers. And so I think it's the convenience factor, or the inconvenience, maybe we could say, which has caused some of the milk buyers, and I'm talking about those who are taking it to the factory and so forth, to try to avoid some of the Amish producers.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the challenges facing Amish dairy farmers with Professor John Cross. He's a professor emeritus with UW Oshkosh. You can join in 800-642-1234. John, when lockdowns occurred early in the pandemic, we saw dairy farmers were seen dumping their milk into pasture ponds. What happened to Amish dairy farmers?
Well, the those who were dumping were not Amish.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a whole series of things which led to the publicized dumping. Basically, those were producers of milk whose ultimate buyers were having problems obtaining the milk. Other words, if your milk processing facility was shipping their milk just to schools, which were closed, they had milk coming in and they had no way of distributing it. The Amish aren't involved in that type of milk production or production for that type of consumption. So This was not an issue amongst the Amish. One thing that when we talk about occupation, and I know we're only down to just several minutes remaining, and as I'm mentioning, the number of Amish dairy farms has decreased. And even during the period when the number of Amish dairy farms was increasing up through April of 2018, the proportion of Amish households that were engaged in dairying was slowly decreasing. The Amish are increasingly finding that there are certain other occupations they can become involved with, which may be actually more lucrative than dairy farming. In particular, we see in some communities that a very sizable proportion of the households are engaged in woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
And this ranges from both involvement in having their own sawmills, which are particularly common, for example, within the Augusta Amish community in Eau Claire County, but to take the wood, convert it to everything from flooring, to pallets, to a wide variety of wooden products.
And you also found greenhouses as well.
Well, not only greenhouses, but also a large amount of produce farming.
Uh-huh.
And the produce farming, yes, some of the items could come from a greenhouse, but many of the vegetables are widely desired. And the Amish have established their own produce auction houses where the produce is sold to representatives from local restaurants, groceries, a wide variety of groups who are buying, you know, amount more than the individual household would
buy.
Well,
John, thank you so much for joining us. We have to leave it there. John Cross, Professor Emeritus at UW Oshkosh. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.